Today, Governor Snyder announced an agreement with Enbridge Energy that could eventually lead to the company replacing its aging Line 5 pipeline with a new one through a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Here's what Keith Cray, director of the Department of Natural Resources, has to say about it.
That tunnel actually acts as secondary containment. It's about 100 feet into the bedrock. So that separates, in my words, commodity and resource. And as natural resource director, I think that's an important step to take.
If all goes according to this agreement, the construction is expected to take up to 10 years and cost anywhere from $350 million to $600 million. And Enbridge, which is one of Michigan Radio's many corporate sponsors, says it will pay for it. Mike Schreiberg directs the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center, and he is a member of Michigan's Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. Mike, what is your reaction to today's announcement?
Yeah, well, we think this announcement missed the boat. We think that the governor actually failed to address what's the key issue, which is how do we protect the Great Lakes right now? Tunnel may or may not ever be built, but we know we have an existential threat to the Great Lakes that is Line 5, and this agreement does little to nothing to actually protect against that.
Now, the governor says, in his view, it makes sense to get that oil and gas pipeline off the bottom of the straits, put it in that underground tunnel, and while you're at it, you could use it for other infrastructure things, pipelines and cables. Is there merit to that part of the argument?
Well, you know, over the long term, that may or may not be a good solution. The problem is this agreement actually provides no guarantee that this would actually happen. And while this is being debated, and imagine this is at least a decade, if not more, if you just think about the lawsuits and the other things that will go on, Enbridge is allowed just free rein with the Straits of Mackinac and the Great Lakes. They have shown that they don't deserve that level of responsibility for the Great Lakes. So we're very disappointed that the governor didn't listen to his advisory board and the people of the state of Michigan on this.
So let me ask you about that. Was the advisory board consulted in this in any substantive way?
So yes, the advisory board was consulted. I was able to provide comments to the governor as a member of that, and so were others. From what I can tell, the one member of the advisory board that the governor really listened to, though, was Enbridge. Enbridge sits on that board. And when I look at the outcome, I think it's really what Enbridge wanted. It's not what those representing the conservation resources of the state and the people of the state wanted.
With that in mind, what was the point of having the advisory board, in your view?
I think to provide some input. You know, it's obviously the governor's decision whether he takes that or not. And he took the input from the corporate entities on there. I'm not sure he took the other input.
So if you were to say, not this, but this, what would you rather see happen that would protect the Great Lakes?
Yeah, so what we advocated for is two things. One, in the very short term, additional measures to make sure Line 5 is safe. Right now, there's coating that's missing on it. We've got problems with it. We know that the anchor has hit it. And so we have to make sure it's 100% safe right now.
And what would those measures look like?
Well, those would be not using the pipeline until it's been fully inspected. That hasn't happened. There's been no independent review. But in the very short term, you could actually shut down Line 5 in less than a year. All you need to do is put some of the economic alternatives in place to Line 5. What we know now is that the very few services that Line 5 provides to the state of Michigan, there are good substitutes for that. It would take you less than a year to put those in place. If you have that, and if Line 5 is decommissioned during that time, then you have leverage with Enbridge to discuss a tunnel. The governor kind of reversed that process, and I think it's a strategic error.
What would those economic backup plans look like?
Yeah, so propane to the UP. Less than 1% of Line 5 provides propane. It's actually pretty easy because trucking and rail can provide that propane, that same amount, and at a price difference that wouldn't even be noticed by consumers. Similarly, Line 5 provides a way for oil produced in northern Michigan to get to market. You could replace that with rail, and it wouldn't have an impact to those producers. So the few things that Line 5 provides has perfect substitutes. Of course, there aren't any substitutes for the Great Lakes, and that's the message that we're trying to get through to the governor.
So what now? What comes next?
Well, what comes next is unclear. This was an interim agreement. The governor has said that his goal is to finalize an agreement with Enbridge before the end of his term for the tunnel. If you actually look at the text of this agreement, which I just did, it actually just says that the state's going to initiate discussions on a tunnel. There's no commitment here. There's nothing binding. And I think we probably look to future administrations and future governors to see what happens here.
Well, timing-wise, I mean, we're very late in the Snyder term, and the clock is ticking. We've only got mere weeks left.
Yeah, I think the net effect is this kicks the can down the road. you know, this may sound harsh, but I think this agreement was both misguided and toothless because it actually doesn't do very much. What it does do, I think, is in the wrong direction, but there's nothing binding in here at all. And from my perspective, that might be the good news in this.
Mike Schreiberg, National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center and a member of Michigan's Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Enbridge put out a statement today reading in part, and I quote, "Under the agreement, Enbridge has committed to a range of measures to protect the Straits of Mackinac and the Great Lakes, including exploring with the state a new pipeline in a tunnel deep under the straits. Placing a pipeline in a tunnel would reduce the likelihood of a release of oil into the straits to near zero and eliminate the potential for an anchor strike. The agreement with the state reflects Enbridge's steadfast commitment to protecting the Great Lakes while safely meeting Michigan's energy needs."